Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the psalm. Today we are at Psalm 39. We're going to look at verses 1 through 6, Psalm of David. David said, "I watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned, and then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end, and number my days, and let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is nothing before you. Every one is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely, everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be." Suppose you received an email with a link titled, "Your Life." When you click the link, your story from first to last breath appeared on the screen. Playing out in HD were the relationships you had, the actions and activities you did, the words you said, the things you were passionate about, and then you saw how it all would end. You even heard the things people would say about you. You heard not just the comments at your memorial service, people are there on their best behavior there, but you heard your children reflecting on your life and describing you to their children. That's what David asked of God in today's passage. He knew that the days of life move at turbo speed, so he requested that God play a video on the screen of his soul. He wanted to see the number of his days. Now, why would he want that? He wanted it, watch his ways and his words today. He wanted to make present corrections for future benefits. There are two vantage points from which the future is very hard to see. Being stuck in the past is one. We can't see tomorrow when we're obsessed with yesterday. Being immersed in the present is the other. When you're driving life in the fast lane, you're only worried about making the next curve. So, slow down. Ask God to show you what the journey ahead looks like. Ask God to help you invest in the future today. Heavenly Father, please put a passion in my soul to make my future investments every day of my fleeting life. In Jesus' name, amen.